From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, August 22nd, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And by Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at DouglasRidge.com.
With this Maine news, I'm Jennifer Mitchell. At a forum set up by the Trump campaign, several Maine business owners endorsed the president's economic policies as mostly helping them and the state to prosper. As Mal Leary reports, former Republican Governor Paul LePage and former Congressman Bruce Poliquin joined in that discussion.
Although critical of Trump's trade war with China, LePage says he thinks most of the president's economic policies are working well, even though some economists are concerned about the growing possibility of a recession. LePage plans to campaign for Trump in Maine and in Florida, where he lives part of the year. Former 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin will also be campaigning for Trump in Maine. Both LePage and Poliquin say they are convinced that GOP tax cuts will offset any future recession, if it happens. Democrats, meanwhile, say Trump's economic policies have been disastrous for Maine, with state lobster exports plunging in the past year in the face of retaliatory tariffs from China. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
A few days after Planned Parenthood announced it would pull out of the federal Title X program rather than comply with new Trump administration rules that would have limited abortion referrals, among other things, its Northern New England affiliate wants people to know that it's still open for business as usual. Spokeswoman Nicole Clegg.
We will continue to provide the services that they count on us for, but we do need their help and support in coming up with a resolution.
Clegg says Planned Parenthood is working with Maine state government and with the state's congressional delegation on a fix to the rule. Maine Family Planning, which provides reproductive health care throughout Maine, is also withdrawn from Title X. And Jack Perkins has died. He was mostly an NBC newsman, but in later years, his voice was often heard in local documentaries. He often worked with Bar Harbor-based film producer Jeff Dobbs on documentaries that paid homage to his second home, Maine.
The towering trees, the primeval forests of Maine, its majestic hills and granite mountains, we know mostly from looking up at them. Sometimes, while looking up, we see an eagle and envy.
Jack Perkins died Monday. He was 85 years old.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
On the next Maine Calling, what's going on with insects today? An encore presentation. I'm Jennifer Rooks. A recent study found 40% of the world's insect population is in decline. At the same time, insect pests in Maine are causing harm to people and surroundings. Join me as we listen back to our discussion about the world of insects. Maine Calling, Friday at 1 and rebroadcast at 8 on Maine Public Radio.
Well, and looking at the weather, a pattern shift with some cooler air on the way. Tonight, northern Maine should see some clearing and getting drier, the air getting drier anyway. Elsewhere, variable clouds remaining with areas of fog staying clammy and some further showers possible as well. Temperatures from the low 50s to mid-60s north to south. Tomorrow, northern Maine, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle, isolated sprinkle or two, partial sun over the western mountains and mostly sunny elsewhere. And then things begin to dry out, upper 60s to about 80 north to south. And then Saturday, sunny skies with highs ranging from mid and upper 60s north to about 75 degrees in the south. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock with a listen back to a program on insects. I'm Jennifer Mitchell.